Let's begin. So today's daf is Kuf Yud, and we're actually going to start in Yirtzeh Hashem on Kuf Yud, which is nice. All right, so let's begin. We left off. So remember, we started this topic of Zugos. So remember again that in this topic of Zugos, so obviously I mentioned yesterday that part of it has to do with the topic of dualism, and part of it has to do with the idea that Chazal were trying to go ahead and really distance one from any notion of dualism. Dualism means two gods, one god of good, one god of evil, and therefore again, Chazal, therefore trying to build this into a behavioral model of avoiding pairs. It's actually interesting. We're going to quote later on from the Ben Yehoyada. So the Ben Yehoyada was the chief rabbi of Baghdad. And interestingly enough, he writes over here, Alts Kabbalah, again, I don't understand it at all, where he writes that Zugos is actually embedded in the idea of the split of Adam and Chava. That originally Adam and Chava, the Gemara says, we saw this actually in Masechet Shabbos, that originally Adam and Chava were in one body, and that ultimately, again, that one body was split into two. And what ends up happening is the chait of Adam and Chava occurs once they become two. So two from the beginning is associated with original sin, with chait. So he goes into a much, he quotes Rav Chaim Vital, the Arizal. Again, we're not going to get into it right now, but whether there's actually some type of, we'll call it esoteric or shade, demonic type of dimension to it, or whether it's just simply a behavioral approach to negate any notion of dualism, either way, we're going to focus over here. So it says the Gemara, lo ya'aseh ad lo ya'aseh strach of trace. Remember, again, one of the things that the Braisa did mention is that a person should not go ahead and engage in marital relations twice, because that's a din of Zugos. So the Gemara says, I don't understand why. Amai. Nimlachu. Rav Osai, nimlach means, but we assume that the issue of Zugos is when a person consciously and proactively from the beginning does something in pairs. But the truth is, the assumption says the Gemara that if a person has relations a second time, that's a new decision. Why? Because Rashbam points out that after a person has relations the first time, his desires are satisfied. So if he decides a second time, that's a new act. Why is it automatically considered to be misyachis? Why is it connected to the first act and become a problem of Zugos? Samar Abai Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Lo yochal trei v'yishte trei v'lo Ya'aset tzrachav afilu pam achos. To which the Gemara says, no, let me tell you what it is. A person should not eat two things or drink two things and engage in active relations even once. Why? Dilma cholish umisra, because a person is in a weakened state, he may ultimately again suffer some type of setback from the zugos. So what the Gemara is saying over here is the issue is not the relations. The issue is engaging in relations after one has partaken of zugos, because then there's a concern that essentially the zugos have already kind of eroded my mazel, plus the fact that relations ultimately weaken one physically. This could be a bad combination. Tana Rabbanan, shose kiflayim, if somebody drinks a zugos, damo berosho, ultimately his blood is on his head, which is another way of saying that you've taken your own life in your hands. Amar Rav Yehuda, imasei, when is this true? Bizman shelo ra'a pnei ashuk. This is true when you did not go outside, meaning that you drank the zugos sitting in your house. But if you go outside, essentially, if you get a little fresh air, right, in between the cups, this way what you're essentially doing is you're breaking up the zug. You're breaking up the pair. Then harishus piyado. Then ultimately, again, it's not a problem. Take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Bizman shlo ra'a p'nei ashuk. The Rashbam says, bein kos lekos. So if you go outside in between each cup, then by definition, that's not zugos. Amar Rav Ashi. Chazina le l'rav Chananya bar Bivi. I saw Rav Chananya bar Bivi. The akol kasa have nafik v'chazi apeshuka. I saw Rav Chananya bar Bivi. He would make sure to go outside after every cup. V'lo amran elo lotzeis l'derech. Furthermore, when do zugos pose a problem? Only if one is going out to take a journey. Look at the Rashbam. Demari lezugos elalatseis laderach. So when do zugos pose a problem? Only because we'll say again, essentially what the Gemara is going to say is that apparently the zugos only pose a problem when one is putting oneself already in some type of potentially compromising situation, like going out on a journey. But if one is staying home, then zugos don't pose a problem. Amar abzera, velishan, and to go to sleep, kilatseis laderach tami. Interestingly enough, going to sleep is the equivalent of going out on the journey. So I guess just like going out on the journey is fraught with certain dangers, so going to sleep, remember again, going with the motif of the Gemara, that sleep is 1/60th of death, so going to sleep also is fraught with some level of danger. Amar papa, velatseis labeis akisei, kilatseis laderach tami. And going out to the bathroom is like going out on a journey. I will say, obviously, these are the days before indoor plumbing. And therefore, again, remember, the outhouse was often not necessarily right next door to your home. Sometimes you had to go ahead and make a little bit of a journey. So all that Papa's saying is that going out to the bathroom, going out to the outhouse, is like a journey. And therefore, one should be careful with zugos. So the Gemara said beforehand that if you're just sitting in your house and drinking, you don't have to worry about zugos. So the Gemara says, is that true? V'har Rava mani kishuri. This is interesting. Rava used to count beans. What does that mean? So Rava wanted to make sure that he was keeping track of how much he was drinking. So what would he do? They would have beams. You know, I guess in their ceilings they had exposed beams. So what would they do? He would keep track of the number of glasses he drank based on the beams. He would count off beams. See, what do you see from over here? You see from over here that Lamaisa, well, first of all, you're going to see from here that they had much higher thresholds for alcohol tolerance. That's number one. Right? But number two, what you're seeing over here is he's choshesh, he's careful with zugos, even inside the house. V'abaye kisha sichad kasa. Listen to this. And Abaye, when he drank one cup of wine, man kitle ime tre kase. His mother would be holding two more cups of wine for him. That's a mother. Right? So what happens? V'rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ki hava shasi trei kasi, when he would drink two cups, man kitle shamei chad kasa, his shamas would hold one cup. Chad kasa, when he drank one cup, man kitle trei kasi betrei yade, then the shamas would hold two cups. The idea is, what do you see? That both Abaye and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak were being careful with zugos where? Even inside the house. So the Gemara says, fine. First of all, I'll say, the Rashbam actually just points out an interesting biographical note. You see that Rashbam Abaye, it's the last word on the first wide line in the Rashbam. So skip to the third line in the Rashbam. Look what he writes. Abaye, ibarto imo meis aviv, yaladato imo meis seimo. Abaye was orphaned at a young age. When his mother became pregnant, his father died, and his mother died in childbirth. So the Rashbam just pointed out, v'hado amra Abaye, amri li'eim, hahimi rab nisei. So whenever the Gemara talks about Abaye's mother, it's not his biological mother. Abaye was raised by a woman. Whether it was a wet nurse or someone else, he was raised. So he called this woman mother. Which is actually interesting on a variety of different levels, because it has to also do with the Judaic understanding of parenthood, which is not firmly rooted in biology, but is much more firmly rooted in who raises you, right? The real definition of a parent is someone who puts their effort and their love and their kochos into raising you. That's the Abba, that's the Ima. So I'm just pointing out that it's an interesting biographical fact, but it also happens to have many halachic ramifications as well. Okay, so the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, so what do you do over here? So we have a kasha, because here you see that these people are worrying about zugos even inside the house, to which the Gemara says, Adam chashuv shayni. An important person is different. Now, what does this mean? Abu Asolikit Rashbab, Adam Choshev Shaini, Demasri Shadim Nafshayu Lazuke. That apparently, again, the Shadim go out of their way to harm important people. Okay? So, Amar Ula, Asara Kosos, Ein Bahem Mishum Zugos. If you drink 10 cups of wine, there's no problem of zugos. There might be other problems, but there are no problem of zugos. So the Gemara says, Ula Latane, Ula goes according to his reasoning, why the Amr Ula Va'amli Masni Satana, Asara Kosos Tiknu Chachame Beisa Avel. I will say, it's actually very interesting. We don't have this today, but Chazal instituted wine consumption in the house of an Avel. In fact, again, you know, the Zohar brings down that the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created grapes to produce wine was to give people nechama in times of grief, in times of loss. Quite amazing. So they used to Chazal they legislated drinking in a beis avel, and they, actually there were 10 cups that were drunk inside of a beis avel. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, these sagdai tchasa are called siyesh b'mishim zugos, and if you would think that 10 cups are subject to zugos, then heichi kaimi rabbana v'tiknu mils dos de sakana. Then how could it be that the rabbis would ever legislate something that ultimately could lead one to sakana? Aval tamnia yesh b'mishim zugos, but 8 cups do have an issue of zugos. Rav Chista v'rava bar Rav Huna da'amri tarvayu, shalom Litova mitstarif, shalom litova mitstarif, lira lo mitstarif. So I will say, look at the Rashbam. Shalom, the Rashbam says, shalom, teva shviyas hi dechsiva yisa Hashem. Now I will say, when they say shalom, what they're referring to is the seventh cup. Right? What they're referring to over here are the words within Birkas Kohanim. So shalom again. Shalom is the seventh word in the Birkas Kohanim. So the Gemara just says that the seventh cup is mitzarif l'ra'ah, is not mitzarif l'ra'ah, but is mitzarif l'tova. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the Rashbam. So Rashbam says, Shalom teva shviyas hi dechsev yisa Hashem l'tova mitzarif im shasa shisha v'shasa shvi mitzarif levata lazugos avalo l'ra'ah. Shim yishtek hos shmini acharav in shmini mitztarif ala shvi lahazik usvarahu kevan shebirchan b'shalom shehu teva shviyis ein shum hezek ba'olam. So also listen to this. So what the Gemara is suggesting is like this. What the Gemara is suggesting is that because the number 7 is tied to shalom, therefore 7 could only be beneficial, can never be detrimental. What does that mean? That if you drink 6 cups, which are zugos, and then you drink the seventh will help disrupt the zugos issue. But if you then went on after the seventh to drink an eighth, the seventh does not connect to the eighth, and therefore the seventh prevents zugos from occurring. So the seventh will go ahead and break up any prior zugos, but it also will not connect with the eighth to create future zugos. So the Gemara says, but 6 cups are subject to zugos. Rabba of Rav Yosef Tamri Tarvayu, V'yichuneka l'tova mitztarif, l'ra'a lo mitztarif. Rabbi Rav Yosef say yichuneka. What's yichuneka, Rav Osai? That is the fifth word in Birkas Kohanim. So the fifth cup, combines with the previous ones for good, which means what? If you drank 4 is zugos. Therefore, if you drink that fifth, what have you done? You've broken up the zugos. But however, again, if you then drink a sixth, the fifth will not combine with the sixth to form zugos.
Would 9 be zugos then?
I'm sorry?
Would 9 be zugos then?
No, because only it's only going to be evens.
Right, but I'm saying once you hit 7, the 7 doesn't connect with 8, so the 8 and 9 together would be starting again.
Then 8 and 9, correct. Then 8 and 9 themselves could be a potential zug. That is correct. And that's, so look at the Gemara, is actually going to go on. So the Gemara says, Aval arba, but you're correct. Aval arba, yesh ba mishum zugos. But 4 are subject to zugos. Abai v'ravadam v'tarabayu. V'yishmerecha litova mitztarif, l'ra'a lo mitztarif. Furthermore, they say yishmerecha. So I will say, what's yishmerecha? So yishmerecha is ultimately yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha. Number 3, right? So yishmerecha is cop number 3. Litova mitztarif, l'ra'a lo mitztarif. So we'll say, remember, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that l'maisa, any time that the numeric order is connected to a word in Birkas Kohanim that has some type of meaning of protection or shalom. That's why they're picking these words, Yishmerecha, Shmira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch you. So we see that 3 is associated with Shmira. Therefore, cup number 3 is only connected to the previous 2 for good, but for not for bad. So meaning it'll be connected to the previous 2, and that 1 and 2 are zugos. 3 disrupts the zug, but however, it won't combine with 4 to create another set of zugos. So the Gemara says, Va'azra v'latame. Rava goes according to his reasoning. De Rava afkinu l'rabbanan ba'arba kosos. Rava, when he used to send away his talmidim, it's very interesting. When he used to send off his talmidim, he would send them off with 4 cups of wine. That's how he would send them off. Right? This was the parting. This was the part. Well, see, obviously you understand wine consumption is really radically different in the times of the Gemara. Wine was a much more common drink. So he used to send his talmidim off with four cups. Now, we'll say the fact that he sent his students off with four cups indicates that what? Indicates that he did not feel there was an issue of zugos with four cups. Afal gav de iszik Rava bar Livoy, and even though again one time Rava bar Livoy was injured while he was leaving, lochash la lemilsa. Rava did not attribute Rava bar Livoy's injury. Rava and Rava bar Livoy are two different people. So he did not attribute Rava bar Livoy's injury to the fact that he had consumed zugos. Rather, why was Rava bar Livoy injured? The Amar Hahumishum the Osvan the Pirke Avon. Listen to this. Look at the Rashbam Rabosai. So the Rashbam writes, he says, the Osvan Bepirka, the Rashbam says, Shehik Shali Bishas Hajrasha, Ubaisheni Birabim, Shadar Khayu Lahakshos Lo Birabim. So we'll say apparently Rava Bar Livoy used to always challenge Rava's statements during the public lectures. Rabosai, there's a time to ask questions, and there's a time not to ask questions when there is the middle of a public lecture, a public shir, a public drasha. That's not the time to start asking questions. And what would happen sometimes is he would embarrass Rava. So Rava felt that, again, embarrassing or humiliating a Talmid Chacham is a very, very serious transgression, which we spoke about earlier already, actually in previous Masechtos. So Rava attributed Rava Bar Livoy's misfortunes, whatever they may have been, to the fact that he was mevayish a Talmud Chacham b'Rabim. He embarrassed the Torah scholar in public, and that's why he's being held accountable. He did not attribute it to the fact that he drank zugos. Amar Rav Yosef.
We could have used this answer for Valid Koto's question also.
Could have used... Correct. But remember, it was, we weren't even talking about zugos back then. It was the whole... I should say differently. It was the whole Dalit Koto... Oh, I see what you're saying. Just say that, go back to the original question of why Dalit Kosos is not Zugos.
Right.
And just say because of Yishmarecha, right? Enachinami. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Li Yosef Sheda. So listen to this, Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, that I had a conversation with Yosef the Shade. Yosef the Shade. All right? I'm saying even Shadim have good Yiddish names. Okay, so good. All right. So I had a conversation with Yosef the Shade. Also, Rabbi, I just want to tell you something. You know, what's interesting is the following. I mentioned yesterday, there's a whole discussion about whether Shadim are real, whether Shadim are not real. I was saying, you know, I think just a good approach in general is whether you believe in it or don't believe in it, it's probably kedai not to be disparaging of it. Only because it's always good to leverage your risk in life. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever it's not. So again, because I want to tell you, for example, those who say that the Shadim are metaphorical, like the Maharal of Prague, ultimately, we said that even these types of conversations are a metaphor. The Gemara is trying to impress. But there are certainly those who understand this on a very real level. So Amarli Yosef Sheda. Yosef Sheda said to me, Ashmadai Malka de Sheda. Ashmadai is the king of Shedim. And what happens? Mamunahu akol zugi, umalka lo ikri mazik. So what happens? So Yosef the Sheda told me, says Rav Yosef, Ashmadai is the king of Shedim, and he is in charge of zugos. Meaning, what does that mean? That he is the one who has the power to harm anyone who engages in zugos. Umalkalo ikri mazik, but a king does not do damage to others, meaning that it's beneath a king to go out and to damage and to hurt other people. And therefore the ma'aseh, one doesn't, what Yosef seemed to be saying was one doesn't have to worry about any kind of real potential harm from, or real or potential harm from zugos. Ikeda amri, others have a different version of this. Ikeda amri lalahagisa, adarab, just the opposite. Malka raschanhu, kings are very often very angry and impetuous individuals. My deboy of it, whatever the king wants to do, he can do. Because after all, as we say, shamelech poritz keter laasos lo derech ve'imochin biyado. Literally, the king has a right to go ahead and make a path through someone else's property for his own needs, and no one could stop him. So also according to this version, the fact that Ashmedai is in charge of zugos is actually a very worrisome thing, because the king could do whatever he wants. Amra Papa, Amrli Yosef Sheda. So my Papa said, Yosef Sheda, Yosef the Shade once said to me, betray Katlinon, if a person goes ahead and drinks or eats two things, right? Zugos, one zug, one pear, that he could automatically be killed by the Shadim. Ba'arba, however, four things, lo Katlinon, he will not get killed by the Shadim, maybe just injured by the Shadim. Ba'arba, mazikinon, excuse me, lokaldina barbam azekinon. Four, he'll get injured. Betray, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. When it comes to two, whether you consumed the zugos by accident or intentionally, the shadim can get you. Ba'arba, however, when it comes to four, b'mezid in b'shogeg lo. If you do it intentionally, then you are subject to harm, but unintentionally, you are not. So now the Gemara says, so v'i ishtali, v'i grivin nafik, maitakante. So we'll say, what happens if you accidentally consumed zugos? Now what happens? Now I realize I drank two cups of wine. And I left already. So meaning, if I realize that I drank two cups of wine, so there's a very simple remedy, which is what? Which is what? Drink a third. Drink a third. But let's say now I drank two cups of wine and I already left. So I don't have access to the wine anymore. So what? Essentially, what do you do in case of emergency when you realize that you have just consumed zugos and you can't do anything about it? So Gemara says, amazing. Gemara says, linkot, zakfa di de dinine, biyada de smala. Take your right thumb and put it in your left hand. V'zakfa dismali biyadei diyamine, and your left thumb in your right hand. V'nei mahachi, and say the following. Asun, a'asun, v'asun, v'ana, hatlasa. Me and you, that makes three. Now, what does that mean, you and that makes three? What this statement is saying is, the person is making a statement that I don't believe that zugos should have any power over me. We'll see why this is important in just a little bit. That me and you makes you, meaning that I think right now, even though I had two, I'm just as safe as if I had three. However, if you hear a voice back that says, no, you and I are four. First of all, if you hear a voice back, we've got some serious problems going on over here. Drink another cup. Right? But if you hear a voice back that says, no, you and I are four, which the Gemara understands would be the voice of the Shadim, saying to you, oh, no, you are in big trouble because you had zugos. Asun va'ana, asun, neimale, you should say, asun va'ana ha'chamisha, say, no, you and I are five. V'ishmiele damar asun va'ana ha'shisa, and if the voice comes back and says, no, you and I are six, neimale asun va'ana ha'shiva. So you get the point. That if the voice talks back to you, if the Shadim talks back to you, then ultimately, again, restate the same statement, but with an odd number. So the Gemara says, Hava Uvdu, this once happened with someone, Admea, and the person went back and forth with the Shade until 100, Upaka Shida, and ultimately the Shade exploded. Which is another thing that the person ultimately won the battle against the Shade. Amra Meimar, so listen to this, well said, Amra Li, Risha Sinhi Dinashim Kashvanios. So Amemar says, I once had a conversation with a woman who was the head of the sorceresses, the women who engage in sorcery. Sister Faye.
Northern Parkway.
Oh, the corner park. Okay. Right. I don't get out much. Right. Okay.
It's a restaurant there.
It used to be, right? Okay. So I had a conversation with this head sorceress. And what did she tell me? She said, Hi man, if you happen to encounter a sorceress, now we'll say again, I just want to point out over here, here's another example of a fundamental machlokes about kishuf, right? The Torah tells us, mechashef alo sechaya. Torah says that you have to kill a sorceress. So there's a fundamental machlokes as, is there really a concept of kishuf or not? Is there a concept of sorcery or whatever you want to call it, black magic? Fundamental machlokes, the Ramban and others say absolutely it exists. It was a real thing. That there are people who knew how to harness different forces in this world to bring about certain results. Others say, like the Rambam says, there's no such thing as kishuf. The Rambam was also a rationalist. There's no such thing as kishuf, but rather, again, this was hocus pocus. This was people trying to get people to believe in things that don't really exist. So, again, fundamental dispute. So if a person runs into a woman who is the head of the kishuf machnas, right? Head of the sorceresses. So what should you say? Neima haki, this is what you should say to her. Chari chamima bedekule bazia lepumaychu. Literally translated, chari chamimi means hot excrement. Hot excrement in a broken basket should pour into your mouth. Nashi dechraisha, you sorceress women. Karach karchaihu, I hope you go bold. Paruch, because again, they used to do certain spells with their hair. Paruch parchaihu, your breadcrumbs should scatter, because apparently, again, they used to cast certain spells with breadcrumbs on the days. Ivror tavlenaichu, your spices should be scattered. Parcha zeka lumoraika chadata, the wind should scatter your new or your fresh saffron. Dinakatisu noshim kashfanios, that you sorceress women use. Adchanoni vechananchi lo asisu lego, while my grace was good and your grace was good, we did not encounter each other. Meaning, while both of us had mazel, we never crossed paths. Hashta da asisi lego karchanoni vechanchani. Apparently, again, now if you look at the Rashbam in this case is on the right hand side. He says the hashta da asis lego karchanoni vechanchani chananchi. Hashta shebasi beinechem. Now that I've come before you, Yodea anish shenis kararu alai rachamechem. The gam rachamin is karush lochasti alatzmi. He says, and now I know that we've crossed paths, so ultimately, again, your mazel has been compromised, and my mazel has been compromised, because I should have been more vigilant never to cross paths with a sorceress. Okay? Listen to this. So that was just a commercial break from Zugos for just a moment. Because once we're talking about Zugos, so the Gemara brought up Kishuf. But now the Gemara is going to close out the Zugos discussion. Ben Ma'arava lo kapti azugos. It's actually quite interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, they did not worry about Zugos. They did not worry about Zugos. They did not have this chashash. So the Gemara says, but interestingly enough, the Gemara says, Rav Dimi min Ahrda, Kapit afilu aroshma de chavisa. So we'll say, you see, here there's a contrast. So in Eretz Yisrael, they are not makpid on Zugos. However, Rav Dimi Narda, Bavel, Rav Dimi Narda was makpid on Zugos. So we'll say, up until now, when we were speaking about Zugos, we were speaking of actions. Most of the time, speaking about consumption, that you shouldn't consume things in pairs. Rav Dimi was so makpid about Zugos that he was makpid even on the markings of a barrel. Because I guess they used to mark, what they used to do is, if you look at the Rashbam, actually, he says, Kapit arosh mede chavisa, kishamoch rinyan, where they would sell wine, chokikin begimos pechavis lemispar ha'efos, the kapit ha'shiyot ha'bezugos. So what they used to do is they would mark off on the barrel itself, how an efa, and see, normally when we think about an efa as a dry measure. Apparently there's also an efa that's a liquid measure. So they would mark off on the barrel itself how many efos were contained within the barrel of wine. So Rav Dimi was makpid that there should never be an equal number of markings, an even number of markings on the barrel because of Zugos. And what happens? The Gemara says, Hava Uvda, one time it happened, Upaka Chavisa. So one time it happened that there were even number of markings on the barrel, and the barrel exploded. The Gemara is telling a story of when there was Zugos, and you see the detrimental effects. So what is the Gemara saying? This is quite a fascinating conclusion. The Gemara says, Klala de Milsa, what is the overarching principle? Kol de Kapit, Kapit Kapti Bahade. Whoever is Makpit on Zugos, what does that mean? That whoever is overly concerned about Zugos, that's when the Shadim have power over you. If you allow yourself to be afraid of Zugos, so the Shadim have the ability to harm you when you engage in Zugos. Ude lo kapit. But if you don't care about it, then what? Lo kapti bahadei. If you don't care about it, then no one could harm you over it. Umiu lemechash miboy. However, one should certainly not tempt fate, and in general, one should try to be a little bit more vigilant and careful with Zugos. So I'll just say something interesting. I'm trying to think when we should do this. And you know, we'll go to the end. We'll go to the end, and then I'll share with you an interesting Ben Yehoyada. Ki asa Rav Dimi. So I'll say again. So although this sounds like the end of the sugya, it's not. There's still more. But again, so what do you see over here? You see already that in Bavel they were makbid on it. In Eretz Yisrael they were not makbid on Zugos. And you see again this statement that essentially one should be careful with it, but don't pay too much attention to it, because it's only those who ultimately focus on it too much that perhaps put themselves in harm's way. But if you just don't focus on it, just don't pay attention to it, nothing's going to happen. Ki asra avdimi amar, shtei beitzim, ushtei agozim, this is quite interesting. So, you know, we were struggling this whole time in terms of trying to figure out where this comes from, what it means. So we saw a variety of different opinions. Rav Dimi says that in reality, the real issue of Zugos only applies to two eggs, two nuts, and two kishuin. Kishuin, you know, sometimes they're translated either as cucumbers or gourds. Okay? And also it applies to something else. What's the problem? When he says halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai, so there's a lot of discussion there in terms of what exactly that means. So first I'll take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, kol dekapit, just going back for just a moment, kol dekapit yoser midai. Whoever worries about zugos too much, kapit bahadei ashedim lahazigo. Udelo kapit kol kach, whoever doesn't care that much, lo kapti bahadei lahazigo. Umiyu lamechosh miboy, afilu man delo kapit. So we'll say again, so the Rashbam just points out what we said before, that even though he's not overly concerned with Zugos, should still exhibit some level of care and concern. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, so what happens? So here you have Rav Dimi saying that Zugos are a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So we'll say whether that means he's actually saying that it's a real halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, or he's saying it should be treated with the severity of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, but it doesn't apply to everything. It just applies with two eggs, two nuts, and two cucumbers. So the Gemara says, and one other thing. What's the problem? What's the problem, Rabbo say, is we don't know what the davar acher is, and therefore what? So we'll say, what happened? You know what the evolution of zugos are? The evolution of zugos, they really only apply to three things, right? Eggs. There are four things: eggs, nuts, cucumbers, and something else. What's the problem? We don't know what the something else is. And obviously, it's a concern because wherever there's this potential sakana, there's always some level of concern, and therefore what? And therefore, lemaisa, Chazal legislated regarding zugos and everything else. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, V'hada amar asara, tamnia shisa arba, ein mahem mishum zugi. And that which we said, that based on the previous sugya, that 10, 8, 6, and 4 don't have a problem of zugos. Lo amar ela le'inyan mazikin. That's only true when it comes to shadim. Aval le'inyan kshafim afilu tuva nami chayshinar. So also here's what's interesting. Apparently, zugos make you susceptible to two things. Number one, demonic harm, shadim. And number two, kishuf, sorcery. So when we say that 10, 8, 6, and 4 are not problematic, that's because that's what we said before, Abbas, like corresponding to different words that represent Shmi, represent divine protection. That's only true out shaded. It's not true out kishuf, sorcery. Listen to this story. Kiha dahu gavra, degarshla dvisu. There was a man that divorced his wife. Azal in sibwa lechen v'na. So she went and she remarried a shopkeeper. Kol yoma hava azal v'shasi chamra. So what happens? Her ex-husband, used to come in every day and drink wine in her new husband's store. So he used to come in, again, that was where he did his shopping. So he used to come in and drink wine every day in the store. And what happens? Hava ka'avdele kshafim. And every day the ex-wife apparently was a sorceress. She was a real machashefa. Right? So what happens? So he went ahead. So now she goes ahead and she wants to cast a spell on him. She wants to put sorcery on him. V'lo kama hanyebe, mishum dahava mizdaher binafshe. So what happens? But it never worked. Why? Because he never made himself susceptible to it, because he was always careful not to drink zugos. So what happens? Yom echad ishti tuva. One day he drank a lot. V'lo hava yada kama shasi. And he got a little confused with how much he drank. Ad shisar havitzayel v'izdai b'nafshe. So apparently, he was keeping good count for the first 16 cups of wine. Right? So for the first 16 cups, he was clear and he didn't lose count. What happened? So apparently, clinical tests have shown that after 16 cups of wine, right, you tend to lose count a little bit. So he got a little confused with what he was up to, and he wasn't careful. And what happened? Afikse bezuga. He ended up leaving the store after having drunk zugos, an even number of cups. And what happened? So apparently, again, on that day when his ex-wife did the kishuv, he was susceptible to the kishuv. So what happens? Kihava azil, as he left the store, gasbehu taya. We'll say taya is an Arab merchant. So he passed by an Arab merchant. Amarle gavra katilohu de azahacha. So the Arab merchant says something very interesting. He said, "Dead man walking." right? That the Arab merchant for the now, why again it was Dafka an Arab merchant? That's just who he passed by. But apparently, this Arab merchant, when he saw him, he saw like some specter of death hovering over this individual. So what happened? The man got very nervous, and he almost began to lose his balance. Ozel chafke ledikla. He went ahead and he literally held on to a palm tree. And what happens? Savach dikla. The palm tree withered up. Upakahu. Pakahu literally means the man burst. When it says burst, burst just means he died. He died. So the Gemara is just showing this. It's a story that, again, even if you hold that zugos won't make you susceptible to shadim, they do make you susceptible to kishuv. Amar Rav Avira, karos v'kikaros ein ben mishum zugos. Rav Avira said that karos, what's like karos are cooked dishes, kikaros are loaves of bread, don't make you susceptible to zugos. Why? Because klalo de milsa, the overarching principle is kol she gamru bidei adam ein ben mishum zugos. Anything that was finished by man, right? Meaning anything that's man-made is not subject to zugos. So that's why, for example, we'll say it makes sense actually because the things that we mentioned before were what? Were eggs, nuts, and kishuin. Oh, so wine apparently will be the exception to this. Wine will be the exception to this particular rule. So the Gemara says, Gamru bidei shamayim, Gamru bidei shamayim. However, again, lemaisa, if it was something that was finished at the hands of heaven, meaning something that's God made, then that lemaisa is subject to zugos. If you take a look at the Rashbam, Rabosai, the Rashbam says, he says, Gamru bidei shamayim, chayshinon dahu davar acher, degazru bishvil kol zugos, Gamru bidei shamayim havu, peros v'chol didamulei. Fine. So the Gemara goes weiter. Bemile demecho chayshinon. Furthermore, it's only an issue when it comes to food items. Chanus ein bahem mishum zugos. So when it comes to a store, you don't have to worry about zugos. Now, what does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Im shasa b'shtei chanuyos lo aminin kishnei kosos dami. So we'll say, interestingly enough, either, again, it can mean one of two things. Either it means if you drank in two stores, meaning I drank in store A, and then I went to store B, and I drank there, that's not an issue of zugos, because since it's two separate stores, the two kosos don't combine. Or he says differently, if you're sampling wine in a store, so drinking two cups does not combine. Why? Because in a store, you never know what you're going to have, what you're not going to have. Therefore, we'll say one thing we've seen is, even those who hold that zugos pose a problem, the maisa what? That's only true if you proactively know that you're going to be drinking two or some even number. But if you drink one with and you don't know what to expect, I mean, you don't know if you're going to drink a second, that's not an issue of zugos. Nimlach, ein bahem mishum zugos. Ultimately, nimlach harbosai means a person who chooses, which means what a person decides later on. If I drink one cup of wine, and then only afterwards I decide to have a second, that's not called zugos. Again, zugos is only when you proactively intend to have two. Oreach, ein bahem mishum zugos. A guest, there's no issue of zugos. We'll say why, because when you are a guest at someone's home, you do not know what. You do not know what the host is going to serve you. So therefore, when you have the first cup of wine, you have no expectations of what's going to happen with the second. Therefore, when you have the second, there's no issue of zugos. Isha, ein ba mishum zugos. With women, there's no issue of zugos. Why? Because the Talmudic assumption was women were not heavy drinkers. And therefore, again, if a woman had a cup of wine, that was not in any way indicative that she was going to have a second. Therefore, if she does have a second, that's called nimlach. That's called someone who makes an additional decision. And therefore, it's not subject to zugos. However, the i'isha chashuva, if she's an important woman, then chayshinan. So also, apparently, important women drink more. And therefore, again, it would be an issue of zugos. Amar Rav Chinan Abreid Rav Yoshua. Ispargus. Rabbi will say, ispargus was a drink that was made of cabbage and wine. It essentially was a Talmudic health shake, right? I mean, people would drink it in the morning for refuah, for medicinal purposes. So what happens? Ispargus, mitzarif letova, ve'em mitzarif l'ra. So we'll say, because ispargus has wine in it, therefore, again, the Gemara's discussion over here is, Shaila is there an issue of zugos when it comes to asparagus as well? So the Gemara says, asparagus combines only for good and not for bad, like we saw before. For example, if you drank a cup of wine and then a cup of asparagus, so because asparagus is made for medicinal purposes, therefore by definition it only combines for beneficial purposes and not for their, so it will never create a zug, but it will also prevent a zug from occurring. Amar Avinu Mishmei Derava, Zugi Lechamra, L'chumra. Va'amri le zugi l'kula. There's another very interesting discussion. Ravina says, what happens if you're not sure? I don't know how many cups of wine I drank. I don't know how many cups. So we'll say, I'm in a suffix zugo situation. So what do you do in a suffix zugo situation? So some say zugi l'chumra, which means drink again. If you're choshish that you did drink a zug, you should drink another cup to make sure that you don't have zugos. Okay. Now again, obviously, that's still a suffix because maybe you didn't drink zugos. So I'll say no. Here's the chab. Because if you're drinking l'chumra, some people do drink l'chumra. Right? So if I'm drinking, so what happens over here? So I don't know. Did I drink a zug? Did I not drink a zug? So what do I say to myself? All right, let me have another cup. So we'll say, how do you say to yourself? What happens if I drank three, right? And now that cup is the fourth. I just created zugos. No, because remember, that additional cup is nimlach. That additional cup is a new cup. So I could drink. I could leverage my risk with this additional cup, and I could say, if I did drink a zug, then this cup should go in and break up the zug. But if I didn't drink a zug, then this cup should just be an additional cup of wine. So some say l'chumra that you should drink an additional cup. Others say no. Remember, based on what we said before, that zugos only affect those who really care about zugos. And by going ahead and drinking another cup, what you are demonstrating is that you care about zugos. That's actually going to put you in more potential danger than anything else. Forget about it. And you're lacking care of concern about the zugos in and of itself is beneficial for your cause. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Trei Chamra V'chad Jishikra, Lo Mitztarev. If you drank two cups of wine and one cup of beer, those do not combine. Trei Jishikra V'chad Chamra, two cups of beer and one cup of wine, does combine. In other words, what it's saying over here is like this. If you go from a less chashuv drink to a more chashuv drink, then all the drinkings combine. If you go ahead and you go from a more chashuv drink to a less chashuv drink, those drinkings do not combine. V'simanach, and the way to remember this is, Zeaklal, kolam mechuber lo min ha-chomer mimenu, tamei min ha-kal mimenu tar. So we'll say this has to do also with the fact that the Gemara says the Maisa, if you go ahead, we're not going to get into this now, but the Gemara talks about the idea that if you combine fabrics, different fabrics have different measurements for Kabbalah's Tumah. If you combine a more chamer fabric with a less chamer fabric, then it all combines. But if you go ahead and attach onto it a less chamer fabric onto a more chamer fabric, they don't combine. Amrav Nachman, Amrav, Trey Kama Tacha, V'chad Atacha Mitztarfei. If you have two cups of wine prior to the meal and one cup of wine at the meal, they combine chad mikamei tacha, one cup of wine before the meal, utrei atacha, and two at the meal. Lo mitztarfinon, they do not go ahead and combine. Maskiflar of mesharshia atu anan litakune tacha kaba inon. Are we coming to remedy the table? Litakune gavra ba'inan. We're coming to remedy the individual. The gavra kamiskan. And the individual is remedied. Why, Rabbosai? Because in both of these cases, at the end of the day, he's had an odd number of cups. So the Gemara says, Ela amara misharshia, dekuli alma, tre ataka, v'chad labasra ataka lo mitztarfei. Everyone agrees that if you have two cups of wine at the meal and one after the meal, they don't combine. Because Rabbosai, again, lemaisa, why? Because at the end of the day, that which you have after the meal is separate and distinct. Kiyahi maisa de Rabba Bar Nachmani. And because of the episode of Rabba Bar Nachmani. So we'll say again, we'll discuss a little bit. If you look at the Rashbam says, Mishum maisa de Rabba Bar Nachmani. Actually, it's Rashi, excuse me. Rashi says over here, Da atrichinu lahadure tacha kamei. So we'll say that has to do with we're not going to get into the story right now, but he quotes over here, and I saw where in order to go ahead and be considered to be part of the meal, they had to return the table. So the Maisa Rabosai, here's what the Gemara ends up with, is that any number of cups that you drink before and during the meal could ultimately combine, and therefore could remedy any kind of zugos issues. But cups that are drunk, wine that's drunk during the meal and after the meal, meaning after the meal means removal of the table, do not combine. Because once the table is removed, the mice, that's the end of the su'uda. So let's see, I'll just end off. We have another, we don't have any. But I'll tell you something interesting. Just the Ben Yehoyada actually quotes over here in Maseches Pesachim a fascinating idea. See, he's the one who gives this whole esoteric idea about zugos, about pairs, Adam and Chava, original sin, splitting of the one entity. But he says there's something very interesting. He says, Ata, and now, actually quoting what the Gemara said before, Bizman Azeh, Adrabah, Ha'olim Oskim Bezugos. No one cares about Zugos anymore. which is why if you've never heard of it, right? No one cares about zugos. He says furthermore, Umirag Hanoshim Po Irenu Baghdad. So the Ben Yoyodel is in Baghdad. He says, and the minhag over here in Baghdad, Im Sholchim Mine Mesika Besocha Keila Mesimchas Nisuim. O Mila Mizelezeh. So when people send, people often, if somebody was making a wedding or somebody was making a bris, so people would often send baskets of sweets or baskets of baked items to their friends. So what do? Makpidim Shalo Yishalchu Kelim Mispar Nifrad Ela Mispar Zug. It's just back there, what do we makpid on? If we send somebody a gift, we dafka make sure that the items contained within the basket are what? Are even numbered. We dafka make sure not to send odd numbered items. Why? V'nagu kedei levatel chashash hazugos shahaya berishon v'gavar Yisrael. In order to demonstratively show what? That we are not makpid on zugos. So he says, how do we show that we're not makpid on zugos? We go out of our way to do zugos. Now, what the Ben Yoyada says is, he's not negating the fact that perhaps once upon a time, this was some level of concern. What he was trying to show within his community is that presently, we are not makbid on this. Now, this is different than the Gemara, because the Gemara said before that Kol of the Milsa, don't worry about zugos, but what? But you should still be mechish a little bit. Meaning, the Gemara would say, don't go out of your way to do zugos. The Ben Yoyada says, contemporary practice, and this is, again, Baghdad 1800s, contemporary practice in Baghdad, which I think has become contemporary practice throughout Klal Yisrael, is I don't know if we go out of our way to show that we don't hold of zugos, but certainly again we're certainly not makbid on these issues in any way. Alright, well, so we'll step over here. We're not finished, by the way, it's a sugya, but just give it a Ben Yoyada.